And for just a comment portion of the agenda, when you wrote it, you never know for sure how long that's going to last, but lasted more than typical for Bartlesville School Board meeting.
Sure. We have, obviously, that's part of our on the agenda every month is for public comment, as well as typically we have a legislative update as part of our agenda as well. And those two things collided, and we ended up, based off of recent events in the legislature, that we ended up with a lot of people coming to our board meeting last night. We had I think the number signed in was 335, I believe was the number. And we know that the actual number of people that attended were actually closer to probably to 500. I know many people weren't able to sign in.
But looking at the line when I was trying to come in the door, and Bartlesville police were there just to kind of in case for security, and it was quite a line to navigate through, because I knew I had a seat, whether you always have a couple of seats available for the media.
Right.
But it was a standing room in the hallway and in some other conference rooms, and people listened by way of Facebook Live and any way they could.
That's right. It was interesting. We had some great responses from our community, and obviously what people were talking about, in case people aren't aware, a week ago, last Monday actually, there was a vote, and that was the latest package that was available for and the House side to vote for, and the end of the day for us would have resulted in a $5,000 teacher pay raise.
Right.
Now there's different gas taxes.
It was under the Step Up Oklahoma plan,
right.
And you can look at that website, stepupoklahoma.com. I haven't looked today, but it was up there yesterday when I looked at it. And I mean, there was a long list of business and community leaders all over the state that were advocating for that. It was said last night, and I'm paraphrasing, it was not a perfect plan, but it was a good concept to move things forward.
That's right. We've talked to Charlie before. Since the penny sales tax failed in November of 2016, our legislators, including the governor, everyone has said that teachers need to get a pay raise. That's a priority here. We need to get this done. It's been too long. However, the state has spoken. The penny sales tax is not the way to fund it. There's other ways to do it, and they can make this happen from a variety of ways to get it done. And they went into spent the entire 2017 session working on it, and they weren't able to accomplish that task. Matter of fact, then the revenue measures that they did pass, as you know, they went into required, they were appealed because they didn't have the wasn't proper at that time, so which led them into a special session.
And as you mentioned last night, kind of giving a history of what happened in 1990.
Sure.
Again, if people have not heard it or read it on our news site or other places, 1990, Bartlesville and school districts across the state suspended classes for locally 5 days. It may have been different other places.
Right.
To lobby the state legislature, both in Oklahoma City and locally here in Bartlesville.
Right.
And the end result was House Bill
1017 was back in 1990.
Yeah.
That's right. So quickly where we are here, I'll speed up. So we got to the special session, and so basically where it ended, there was been some votes that would have given the opportunity for a teacher pay raise just a few months ago. I know going into the special session, we were all hopeful that something would happen. That's what the governor directed as part of her call for the special session, was for them to come up with a way to do that. It hasn't happened. Monday vote was really a punch in the gut for educators. People, there was broad support statewide for this plan. And you can shoot holes in any plan there ever. I mean, that's just the way it goes. And frankly, I'm not here to advocate for any certain plan. I just want them to work together so that we can pay our teachers more, so that more of them will stay here in Bartlesville. I've mentioned on this group before, statewide, there's about 1,900 teachers on emergency teacher certification. In 2011-2012 school year in the state of Oklahoma, there were 32. We have 12 in Bartlesville. And the bottom line is, unfortunately, to fill vacancies that we have, we're hiring people that we would not have interviewed just a few short years ago. And not that these are not bad people. Some of them are doing a fine job for us. They really are. It's just the issue is they're not as well trained. There's not as many people that are going into the field. They don't have that combination of content area and also that education training, doing things like student teaching. that used to be required to get a, there was enough of those folks that you didn't need to get an emergency teaching certificate. And so, you know, here in Bartlesville, which I think should be everywhere, we have a strong expectation, a high expectation of for our kids, for education, and frankly, we're suffering. And so all this talk, which we've been talking about for years, this is nothing new, Charlie. You know, so in September, we talked to our school board about just talking about options as they were going into the special session. Was the first time we talked in a board meeting during that legislative update. It was talked about that 1990, that statewide, or at least in Bartlesville, school classes were suspended for 5 days. It was not a strike. It basically, the logistics of it were similar to a snow day or an inclement weather day. They made up the days later. That happened in 1990. Of course, the political climate was different at that time, that you didn't need that 75% vote. I mean, they just needed a 50% vote. And so things are different. And so, however, the board asked me to follow up on that as an option of what to do. So, of course, we went through the special session just hoping we wouldn't have to talk about it because we have enough.
And they're in their second special session now.
That's right. And still working on it.
Concurrent with the current session.
That's right. And so so here we are. And so after that vote last Monday, I reached out to fellow superintendents to see if there was interest because it was something that's going to take. We can't be happening in isolation to be effective. It's not something we could just do in Bartlesville or in Washington County. It's something that would have to be a large effort. And realizing, too, this is a big impact on our community. You know, just like when you have a snow day, it impacts parents, it impacts community, it impacts business, it impacts all of us. So one step was to reach out to other superintendents to see if there was interest, because all communities are different, all school boards are different, and all those expectations are different. And I've talked to enough, especially my cohorts that I know, especially on the Tulsa area side of the state, large schools that everyone is familiar with. They are also going to be having similar conversations with their board that they are interested. So that's where we are right now. No decisions have been made. Obviously, we had a number of people show up last night in support of our teachers is what they're talking about, too. Everyone recognizes, just like everyone has the last 2 years, that teachers need a pay raise. So our plan at this point is what we've discussed with other superintendents, if this goes forward, and I'm not sure if it will, Charlie, frankly, I'm not sure if this is the right thing. If this is the thing to do or not, if it'll make a difference, I don't know that. But where we are is we're tentatively working towards a meeting next Wednesday on the 28th at 5:30. And that will solely be to take input on this as an option. Let me go back. So what I'm talking to other superintendents about is possibly if we're going to do this in April, possibly be early April is when it would happen. So for that to happen in April, most likely our board would consider that and vote on it probably at the March 12th school board meeting. Before that, we'd have another opportunity for community and parent, anybody's input that wants to share with us. Hopefully they have some better ideas for us. That would be great. Trust me, I would really love to not have to go to my board and have this put that action topic up there. I'd rather them just our state figure this out. I don't see much hope of that happening, but I hope I'm wrong. So we'll have an opportunity. We're working towards a meeting next Wednesday, Charlie. We'll get you that information on the location where that's going to be.
It was announced, and I realize it was tentative when you said it last night, but tentatively, Madison.
Yeah, we're talking about one of our, if we're doing one of our school sites, the High School of Fine Arts Center is booked that evening. We also have another couple of auditoriums. We could have it. And then I've got my assistants working on some other options, possibly even the community center, but we just have to check availability.
Sure.
So we're going to have that opportunity. If this is something we still need to take input on, I know over the next week, I've got a couple meetings that I'll be attending with superintendents across statewide just to have the conversation, because that could be another situation that comes up that this is just not something that they want to do. And if it's not going to be a broad-based effort, it won't be worth pursuing.
And I'm operating off of memory, so correct me if I'm wrong. On your survey, approximately, but something less than 50% said they likely would go along with something like that. Another, I believe, roughly a quarter of the respondents would say that it might take some other action, but they were not opposed to that sort of thing.
That's right. There was enough interest. There's been enough interest. And I know people that, my cohorts in the Tulsa area, large school superintendents who I visit with, who I'm friends with, they think this is a realistic possibility for their boards that they would support. So we'll see where this goes, Charlie. And I think that at the end of the day, what the question will be, be is, would it make a difference? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if it's not something that's going to be meaningful, we need to be talking about different options. And if there are some different options, I'm open to what they are. I mean, we meet regularly with our legislators, and we're hoping to hear those.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Sears Friday was not specific, but did talk a little bit about that there was something coming over from the other side of the floor in the House that I'll say he was hopeful for, but again, it was still something that they really was not ready to go specific with. So
that's right. You know, yeah. And Charlie, just to make and to be clear also, Earl Sears, who's a good friend of mine, we worked together. He's principal at Central. He hired my wife to teach there. He was a great educator. Earl called me Thursday morning at 6:30 in the morning, like Earl does, because he was up and he knew that I would be too. But to let me know that he would be voting in committee about a reduction. You know, they voted in committee, and the House will be voting, and they've already done it.
They did yesterday.
There you go. So almost a 2% cut across the board statewide.
0.97, yeah.
Mm-hmm, which that amounts to about $135,000 reduction to Bartlesville for our remaining payments. And point blank told me if they would have passed that vote last Monday, we would not be having that conversation. So that's...
We'll take a short break. I know we want to talk a little bit about the foundation, and we spent a lot of time on this topic as well. More in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Talking with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, talking school business, and I know we'll eventually get to the school foundation, but we got one more thing we need to talk about first.
I'll be brief. Just wanted to congratulate our girls swim team. They won the 4 state championship this weekend. We are the only high school in Oklahoma, only 6A high school in Oklahoma that has won 2 state championships at this point in the year.
Working on a third one at least.
That's exactly right. Our wrestlers, we have 5 kids wrestling in the state tournament this upcoming weekend. Our girls basketball team is undefeated. They are hosting regionals. They'll play Thursday night at 8 o'clock, and then after they win that game, no pressure there, we're going to play in the finals on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Those games are at home, so we really encourage the entire community to come out and support our girls.
Yeah, well, no pressure at all, because there's no pressure on being undefeated 23-0 already, you know.
That's right.
None whatsoever. It's kind of like if you're pitching a no-hitter. You just leave the pitcher alone. Don't talk to him.
That's right.
Well, we're out talking foundation business. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always happy to talk school foundation, and welcome in a nonprofit that's here to support our school.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I just want to share a couple of exciting things that the foundation has going on coming up this spring. The first is that we are bringing in a famous children's author. Her name is Patricia Polacco. She's written probably over 50 books. Many of them are in our public library, and she is coming to all 6 of our elementary schools starting March 5th. So she'll be here visiting with all of our schools, sharing her love and passion for storytelling and some of her talents. And then our students will take that into their classrooms and create their own stories. So that's something that we're collaborating with, actually, with St. John's Catholic School and our public library. So she'll be here for an entire week. She's never been to Oklahoma, and she's coming to Bartlesville.
Well, that's tremendous. Mm-hmm. I think it's a neat event to get a good storyteller in, but also you get the students thinking about creating their own stories.
Absolutely.
Writing their stories and getting them out.
That's right, and where you can go with the skill of storytelling. The other thing I just want to mention really quickly is that we are having our 9th annual Educator Hall of Fame breakfast coming up April 5th at the Bartlesville Community Center, and that's from 7 to 8:30 in the morning. People can purchase tickets on our website, bpsfoundation.org, and this year we're going to be honoring Carol Ann Cohn, Diane Dixon, and Gerald Thompson, and we induct those former educators into our Hall of Fame. And it's also a great way to support our Grants to Educators program,
which is kind of the history of the foundation. You do so
that's
much
right.
more, but early on, at least, that was the primary thrust.
That's correct.
So again, go to your website, find out more about
that's
it,
right.
and of course, just a continuing giving is always appreciated.
That's right. Always appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Just real quick, Superintendent, I want to make sure that we get one other thing in here. There was a thrust that you talked about that there would have to be a legislative vehicle that it would be worthy of support before really something were actually to occur.
That's right. There's lots of factors that go into making this decision. So right now we're not aware of one.
We'll see what happens.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and making a report to the listeners this morning. Usually we talk to you on Wednesday, but I thought it was important to do this as early as possible out of the board after the board meeting.
So you bet. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. That's our time this morning on 1400 K1 and a Community Connection brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. More coming up in just a moment.
You know, it's almost impossible to stay mad at someone that you pray for regularly. Would you take a minute with me and consider praying for those who persecute you and spitefully use you, just as Jesus commanded us to do? If someone is just awful to you, accept my challenge to pray for them. I mean, really pray for them, not the prayer of, Lord, break their teeth, as David might have prayed, but praying for the things that motivate them, for their families, their children, their ministries. Pray for that person who spitefully uses and persecutes you. And let's see what God is going to do.
A winter weather advisory for some light freezing rain for Osage and Pawnee County until 3 o'clock today. Cold weather moving back across southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma. We're in the 30s now. We'll drop to near freezing at midday and a strong north wind. There will be a chance for some shower activity near the area. Tomorrow morning, we'll start near 23, a high tomorrow of 36. Now, there's a slight chance of scattered showers. We'll have north winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. So it's back to big cut weather today and also tomorrow. From News on 6, I'm Alan Crone.
33 degrees at 1400 K1. The Overcomers on the way in just a bit.
It's the next step in staying connected with you as your main news and information source. Breaking news, headlines, and severe weather is now as close as your cell phone with K1 Text. You get the latest information on your radio, quick access on your computer, and now on your cell phone with K1 Text, brought to you by Lucas Metalworks. It's easy to sign up. Just go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the link for the sign-up page, and choose your options. Severe weather warnings, amber alerts, sports cores, and more. K1 Text on Bartlesville Radio, a service of this radio station and Lucas Metalworks.
Food Talk on the Dining Guide between 11 and noon, Monday through Friday. It's on KRIG 104.9 FM. Hear about Murphy's Steakhouse, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, and Wheezy's Cafe, all in Bartlesville, Half Dollar Cafe and Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub in Dewey, Copan Truck Stop and Restaurant, The Woodshed in South Coffeyville, and in Kansas, Buck's Barbecue and Steakhouse in Sedan, and Utopia in Coffeyville. The Dining Guide, between 11 and noon, Monday through Friday on KRIG. This is a Davis Family Funeral Home radio reminder. The Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition meets the second Thursday of each month from 11:30 to 1. Call for the current month's location. This grassroots movement is open to everyone interested in decreasing death by suicide. For more information, call Stella Schaff at 918-338-9737. 918-338-9737.
And again, 33 degrees at 1400 K1. And reminding you of our Facebook update today, the Caney United Methodist Church at 3rd and High Street will host a spaghetti fundraiser from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening. Proceeds benefit the youth and local food pantry. Cost is $7 for adults, $4 for children ages 10 and under. And carryouts are available. Delivery of orders to local offices or homebound individuals. That's a pretty easy request. Simply give them a call, 620-879-2648. A telephone number again, 620-879-2648. That is our Facebook update on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Consumer calls coming up at about 10 minutes from now. Right now, The Overcomers from Voice of the Martyrs. The Overcomers brought to you by Brian Little, Haley and Kent, CPA.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Traveling with kids can be stressful, but the 9 chaperones in India tried to make it fun, leading the kids in worship songs during a long train ride. The group was on their way to a summer vacation Bible school, but their singing drew the attention of a group of radical Hindus who contacted police. The chaperones were arrested on charges of kidnapping and forcing religious conversion. After more than 40 days, 3 of the workers were released on bail. but the other six remain behind bars. Pray for their swift release and that the incident only strengthens the faith of the children who witnessed it.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnsdall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Serta Mattress.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Two more funerals are scheduled for today for two more teenaged victims of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. About 100 students from Stoneham Douglas High are on their way to Tallahassee, the state capital, to lobby for gun control. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in South Florida.
They want to tell these legislators what it was like for them to be in this building and go into survival mode. They say that they have a unique voice because they went through this. Unlike in other cases where parents of victims have tried to lead this fight, they think that they're uniquely capable of really having a breakthrough here from their perspective because of what they went through. They're calling for a complete ban on assault rifles, and they want it to be harder for someone with any kind of mental illness to get a gun.
A middle school south of Cleveland is being evacuated after police say a seventh grader was shot in the boy's bathroom this morning. They believe his wound was self-inflicted. The boy was taken to a local hospital. There's no word on his condition. Another indictment in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. London-based lawyer Alex van der Zwaan has been charged this morning in federal court in Washington with lying to the special counsel's office about work he did for Ukraine and about his interactions with Rick Gates. Gates, a former Trump campaign aide, has agreed to plead guilty in exchange for information on former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Van der Zwaan is the son-in-law of a Russian oligarch. In a tweet this morning, President Trump is encouraging Republicans to challenge a ruling by Pennsylvania Supreme Court striking down the state's congressional maps. If they do, CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen says it's not likely they'll be successful.
The reason the state Supreme Court threw out the old map was that it was so patently partisan in favor of Republicans that it was deemed unconstitutional. Now, the new map is designed to rectify that imbalance, and there's little reason to think that the U.S. Supreme Court is going to get involved, no matter what the president wants. The justices in Washington already decided not to get involved a few weeks ago.
American skier Lindsey Vonn gets one last chance to win gold at the Olympics as she gears up for the downhill later today. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Pyeongchang.
Lindsey Vonn may be the favorite. She says she very much wants to win this race. This will be her last Olympic downhill, but this race is so hard to predict. It's such a fast race. The skiers are going so fast down the hill. Any minor error can cost them dearly, and you have only one run. It's not like some of the alpine events where there are two runs. This time you only go down the slope one time.
In early trading, the Dow is down 178 points. This is CBS News.
Now is the best time of year to wrap up in Serta Comfort. Wrap up in comfort today with Serta Eye Comfort. Find a retailer at SertaRetailers.com.
With the stock market at all-time highs, cash in your profits now and invest in an asset that can potentially pay for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-defined accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. Call now to learn how you can potentially achieve 20 or more years of income and deduct 100% of every dollar invested against all forms of income. Call 1-800-803-8511. That's 1-800-803-8511. Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us, Zoom video conferencing.
A court in New York will hear the case of a woman who claims doctors ignored her pleas to save her dying husband.
Michael Cleveland collapsed at a supermarket and was pronounced dead in an emergency room. His wife, Tammy, says when she saw the body, his eyes and limbs were moving.
Can you imagine what it must have been like for him to listen to the people that I should be able to trust telling it, trying to convince me and my family that he's dead and he's laying there alive.
She says more than 2 hours later, a doctor found a pulse. A heart procedure was tried, but he couldn't be saved. The doctor and hospital in the Buffalo, New York area deny any wrongdoing. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The movie's an official blockbuster. Now the soundtrack is making its own mark. Tell me who. Just days after the new Marvel superhero movie Black Panther was released, the music has opened at number one on the Billboard charts. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Oil and gas investments involve a high degree of risk and are suitable only for qualified SEC-accredited investors.
Oil prices are the highest they've been since 2014, and horizontal oil well technology is leading the way across the U.S. to meet this soaring demand. With oil price targets expected to rise even more, you should own a piece of an oil field. You can turn stock market profits into an IRS-approved write-off. Invest with Encore Energy, one of the most active oil and gas operators drilling in an area that's potentially one of the most prolific horizontal oil plays in the eastern U.S. Call 800-803-8511 to find out if you qualify so you can deduct 100% of every dollar invested against all forms of income. Today's horizontal oil well technology provides high volumes of initial production and more long-term potential. Call 800-803-8511 and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. You must be an SEC accredited investor or business owner to take advantage of this opportunity. Call Encore Energy at 800-